In today's gospel, Jesus puts first things first. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The kingdom of God is an eternal reality. The kingdoms of this world are not. This eternal world of God's kingdom is now in our midst, correcting our vision and giving us insight into what life is truly about. Thus, our top priority is God's kingdom, God's saving presence in our midst. Only through his presence can we be truly human, and only by being truly human under God can we transform the world into one of peace and justice. We have a choice to make between God and wealth. To take seriously the values of the kingdom, we have to put God first. You cannot be the slave of both God and money. Avarice, or the desire for riches and possessions, leads us away from the presence of God. The sensitive appetite leads us to desire pleasant things we do not have. For example, the desire to eat when we are hungry or to warm ourselves when we are cold. These desires are good in themselves, and everybody has a right in justice to pursue them. However, they often exceed the limits of reason and drive us to covet unjustly what is not ours. The 10th commandment forbids greed and a desire to amass earthly goods without limit. It forbids avarice arising from a passion for riches and their attendant power. It also forbids the desire to commit injustice by harming our neighbor in his temporal goods. When the law says, "You shall not covet," these words mean that we should banish our desires for whatever does not belong to us. Our thirst for another's goods is immense, infinite, and never quenched. Thus it is written, "He who loves money never has money enough." The 10th commandment also requires that envy be banished from the human heart. When the prophet Nathan wanted to spur King David to repentance, he told him the story about the poor man who had only one ewe lamb, which he treated like his own daughter, and the rich man who, despite the greatness of his flocks, envied the poor man and ended by stealing the lamb. Envy had led to the worst of crimes. Through the devil's envy, death entered the world. St. Augustine looked upon envy as the diabolical sin. From envy are born hatred, detraction, calumny, joy caused by the misfortunes of a neighbor, and displeasure caused by his prosperity, according to St. Gregory the Great. Jesus enjoins his disciples to prefer him to everything and everyone, and bids them to renounce all for his sake and that of the gospel. All Christ's faithful are to direct their affections rightly, lest they be hindered in their pursuit of perfect charity by the use of worldly things and by an adherence to riches. The Lord grieves over the rich, because they find their consolation in the abundance of goods. Let the proud seek and love earthly kingdoms, but blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, says St. Augustine. Abandonment to the providence of the Father in heaven frees us from anxiety about tomorrow. After all, we have heard about austerity and straitjackets in the years that lie ahead. We might have reason to give up hope. Those who are warning us have little to offer, but they are not dispensers of the providence of God. So do not worry. Your heavenly Father knows all your needs. Set your hearts on the kingdom first, and all these other things will be given you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself.